downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Money is needed to win elections. If you don't spend the money wisely, doing the things that you have to do, you lose. It's that simple. Looking at the Michigan Supreme Court, the Republicans are in trouble. Democrat candidates, two Democratic Supreme Court candidates, have raised $2 million combined going into their August 24th Democratic Party convention. Republicans will have their state convention the same day in Flint on August 24th. Five Republicans running for Supreme Court have raised $147,000. According to numbers released by yesterday's campaign finance deadline reporting deadline, the lopsided reports filed with the Secretary of State's office yesterday showed that the incumbent, Justice Kyra Bolden, raised $1.14 million from 3,339 individual donations. She's entering the campaign with $920,680 in the bank. The other Democrat candidate, Kimberly Thomas, raised $826,603 from January 1st to August 8th from 2,098 contributors, including union PACs, the Governor Gretchen Whitmer's Building Bridges PAC, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson's Michigan Legacy PAC, as well as individuals across the country. Meanwhile, a very much different story for the five Republican candidates. The four-year term against Bolden, Judge William Patrick O'Grady, raised $21,790 from 36 donations. Of that, he personally gave $7,533 to his own campaign. Alexandria Taylor gave $8,018 to her campaign and ended up with $8,119 in total money raised. Most surprising, former Attorney General nominee Matt DiPerno raised $136.44 among three separate donations. Of that, he's got $47.87 left in the bank. In the open seat, former state representative, current state representative Andrew Fink raised $81,507 from 153 contributors. Fink loaned $17,841 out of his own pocket. Well, at the moment, that's twice as much as his appellate judge, Mark Boonstra, who put in $22,621 of his own money and only raised an additional $13,000, totaling $35,230. Fink and Boonstra are running for the full 8-year terms. The difference between the Democrats getting money from their PACs, the governor, the secretary of state, and people from across the country versus the Republicans who don't raise any money for Supreme Court. This is very serious, people. Short break. We'll be right back.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4444. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Couple of text messages to get to. Downstate Kim says, I want to know how much of this Democrat money came from outside the state of Michigan. A ton of it. And the one Democrat candidate that did the best at doing it, Kimberly Thomas. If you look at the number of individual contributors, folks, these people know it takes money to win elections. They're going to win their nominations at their state conventions easily. Why? Because the Democrats are united. They have two races and they have two candidates. Meanwhile, in the same two races, we have five candidates running for one of the seats and two Republicans running for the other one. And they don't even raise money to win the nominations at the state conventions on August 24th. Seriously, Matt DiPerno, you raise $136.44 and you've got $47.87 in the bank. And you're going to report that? You're actually going to report that on your campaign finance report. If you can't even raise enough money or keep enough cash on hand to fill up the gas tank to get to Flint from Kalamazoo, why are you running? Why are you even in the running? With that kind of money, I doubt he's going to have any young people there with T-shirts waving campaign signs for him at the state convention. From a political standpoint, this guy needs to die and go away. He is irrelevant. And I know people are attacking Alexandria Taylor because until just a few years ago, she was a full-blown Democrat, donating money to the Democrat Party. She's come to Jesus, quote unquote, according to Alexandria. She's now a Trump Republican. She's got $8,119 on hand. But the judge, William Patrick O'Grady, over $21,000. So O'Grady, according to these numbers, has the best chance of raising money, even though it's pathetic compared to the Democrats. He's at least leading the pack in that race. State Representative Andrew Fink has more money than Judge Mark Boonstra. Why the judge hasn't been able to raise no money, more money, is amazing to me. He's got a ton of judges, former justices supporting him. Why hasn't he asked for the money? Well, if you want to win, you got to ask. If you don't ask, you don't get, you lose. It's that simple. Perfect example. According to the unofficial results, Cam Cavett's campaign spent $127,500 on 17 mailers into the 106th. As a result, he beat Todd Smollenberg. Todd didn't have the money to spend on 17 mailers. He was relying on grassroots. Well, guess what? that is a formula for failure. And to be quite honest with you folks, I'm sick and tired of backing candidates who can't raise the money to win. Oh, truckers, so you're going to be a sellout and you're going to then start endorsing these candidates who can raise the money. I'm tired of losing. If we haven't a large enough radio family to get the word out, to send the text messages, to get out the vote, if we don't have the ability to do that, you're never going to beat the money. It's that simple. If and when this radio station grows and we have the ability to become a real powerful network of people that are willing to donate to candidates, educate the neighbors, educate their workers, their co-workers, their friends, their family, the people they go to church with, until we get to that day, folks, we're going to lose. I'm, for one, sick and tired of losing. You have to put your money where your mouth is. If you do it, you win. If you don't, you lose. Now, I'm sure these Republicans are relying on Pete Hoekstra, the DeVos family, and all this money that he's been able to raise since taking over the state party. At the convention on August 24th, whoever ends up winning, probably Judge William Patrick O'Grady, and probably State Representative Andrew Fink. They've been able to raise the most money on the Republican side, while the party establishment delegates that are going to go to the convention will probably support them. Then the party has a decision to make. How badly do we want to throw our money at the Supreme Court? Is it a priority? Is it something we feel that needs to be done? Because if they don't do it, folks, the Democrats with these kind of reserves will have the TV ads heading into November. They will have the mailers. They will get out the vote. It's that simple. Now, one of the things that is pretty interesting that will be discussed at the convention by the delegates, funding disparity continues in the University of Michigan race. Democrats, Shauna Ryder Diggs, she raised almost 50 grand, while the incumbent, Denise Illich, didn't even file a report. Republicans, Ron Weiser and Carl Myers, filed a report waiver. And the third candidate, Savag Vartanian, didn't even file a report at all. Pretty interesting, Republicans filing a waiver, which means they plan to spend less than $1,000 to win their nomination at the August 24th convention. Only two well-known Republicans, Weiser and Myers, will probably win. Michigan State University Board of Trustees. These are other candidates. If you go to state convention on August 24th, this is what you'll be looking at on the Michigan State University Board of Trustees. Democrat Rebecca Cook raised $6,686. Former State Representative Thomas Stallworth didn't raise a dime. Republican incumbent Dan Kelly, that's a guy I supported last time, he raised $24,507, now has almost $14,000 cash on hand leading into the convention. The other two Republicans, Julie Madej and Michael Bailo, didn't even file as of 11:52 yesterday. Wayne State University Board of Governors. Well, the Democrats, the incumbent, and a challenger didn't raise any money at all. Meanwhile, Republican Sonny Reedy raised $5,250. Michael Busuto, the incumbent, filed a report waiver, and Jeff Vega has yet to report. Well, I'm not supporting Jeff Vega in any way, shape, or form. So it'll have to be Sonny Reedy and Michael Busuto. Those are the recommendations I'm making for Wayne State University. Again, Ron Weiser, Carl Myers at U of M. And obviously, the Republican incumbent, Dan Kelly, for Michigan State. And out of the two, I would probably go with Michael Balow for Michigan State. And to finish it up, Wayne State Board of Governors, that would be Reedy and Busuto. If you're a delegate, you're going to be going to state convention. Text me convention. I'll send you my endorsed recommendations. Board of Education. Well, the only two we have, Nikki Snyder and Tom McMillan. Nikki Snyder raised nothing heading into the convention. Tom McMillan raised $3,500. On the candidate side for the Democrat, neither one of them, Adam Zinke and Ted Jones, filed a report. Doesn't really matter because the Republicans are going to be in the minority on the State Board of Education anyway. With honest elections, we may have a chance to win. Well, we'll have to wait and see. One of the things you have to look at, people, very, very simple. Very simple. This is a process that is done at the state conventions. State convention, Saturday, August 24th, Republicans in Flint. County conventions are tomorrow night at 7 p.m. If you got elected on August 6th to be a precinct delegate, you're the only ones that will be able to vote this Thursday as to who gets to go to the state convention and vote for the candidates. One of the things you have to understand, this process is done locally at your local county. You elect delegates and alternates to go to state convention on Saturday, August the 24th. If you've never gone to convention, you might want to ask the chairman of the party to put your name on the list. You'd like to be considered to go. This is not a critical state convention. They're only doing it on Saturday, so you don't have to get a hotel on Friday night. You can drive down early Saturday morning, and it probably won't last that long. We don't have attorney generals. We don't have secretary of state candidates. We don't have a huge agenda on the convention agenda for Saturday, August 24th. The process, again, is very simple. It starts tomorrow night at 7. The convention is August 24th, and then the ballot will be set for November. We will know our judge candidates for Supreme Court. We will know the school boards. We will know exactly who is going to be running against the Democrats. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.
Brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.